The one thing that seems to be constant these days is how much things change. And how many changes have we seen? I mean, just think back the past 100 years and think of all the changes that have happened since then. In fact, just think about what life was like back then. In 1925, 100 years ago, most places in the United States didn't even have electricity. And cars were just starting to become common. And threshing machines were a very common sight here in the fields of North Dakota. But in that 100 years, how things have changed. Some of you may even be old enough to remember these changes. When North Dakota farms, for example, first got electricity in the 1940s, the interstate being built in the 50s and the 60s. You may remember the first phone lines, the old party lines. You may remember coming of television, and then the coming of color television. The coming of computers in the 1980s. The coming of cell phones and the internet in the 1990s. The rise of smartphones in the 2000s. And now the explosion of artificial intelligence. How far it seems that we have come. But with all of this change, Christians, there has been another change too. A change in thinking. All of these changes have led us to believe that things are moving forward, that we are constantly making progress, that we are now leaving the past behind. We have advanced from electricity to phones to TVs to computers to the internet. And if we're advancing like this, if we're always moving forward, well, surely that must mean that things are getting better. We may find the old way of doing things interesting. We may even find them fascinating. But we don't want to go back to them. Those days are over. And we are in a superior position. To go back to the old way of doing things would mean going backward. It would mean turning back the clock. And going to the past like that is often thought as a bad thing. We have to keep moving forward because that's where things are going. Forget about the past. Look to the future. And this change, this progress, is inevitable. There's nothing we can do to stop it. We are moving forward, so get on board, or you're going to be left behind. And Christians, this sense that things are always moving forward, and especially this sense that we can't do anything about it, can lead to a couple of reactions. On the one hand, a panic, and on the other hand, pride. It can lead us to feel panicked because we can sometimes feel like things are moving too quickly, like things are moving ahead of us faster than we can deal with it, and we're just not really sure what to do. And we especially feel this way when we also feel that things have gone wrong. I mean, how did we go from a nation where things seem to make sense to a nation where we debate what it means to be a woman or who gets to use the bathroom? And on top of that, we are constantly told that all of this is the future, that all of this is inevitable, that this is going to happen whether we like it or not, so get on board or be left behind. To reject it is to reject progress. And to reject progress is a bad thing. Yes, things are changing, and they're changing fast. So what are we supposed to do? And on the other hand, this sense of progress can also lead us to feel pride. To think that things have changed and times are different now. And for that reason, because we live in a different time, things have to be done differently. We have to break with the past. Our forefathers said this, but we know better. Our ancestors did this, but that was then, and this is now. Why should we say that it's wrong, for example, to sleep around or to live together? That's an old way of thinking. Get with the times. This is now, that was then. There are even some who will say that the past is evil, that we have an obligation to tear it down, that we have to go our own way, a new way, regardless of what the consequences may be. This is the future. This is what must be. So get on board or be left behind. Now, of course, these two reactions can go hand in hand, Christians. We can be panicked about the way things are going and the way things have changed, and yet we can also be too proud to look outside of ourselves for an answer to these things. We look inward instead, trying to find some answer within ourselves, trying to find some quick fix, some easy solution to deal with our problems. And yet when these fail, and they will fail, it leads us to even more panic than we were before. Many people live in a very curious position these days, Christians, of thinking that we are better than our ancestors, that we are always moving forward while also being unable to answer the most basic questions of life. What are we supposed to do in the midst of all of this? Well, as I was thinking about this question, I went out for a walk yesterday with my brother. He was here with his family on a visit, and he wanted to see the sights of Hanover. So I took him to see what there is to see, as much as there is anyway. But after we got done over here, we ended up going over to the cemetery and to wander in and among the stones, to consider those who had gone before, to catch a small glimpse of their lives and of their struggles. And out there, written on one of the headstones, I found the answer to this question, taken from our epistle reading for today, written in stone for all to see. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. No matter how much things change, Christians, no matter what struggles we may be going through, Jesus is the answer, because Jesus does not change. He is the eternal Son of the Father. He is true God from eternity. He has always been, and he will always be, and there will never be a day when that is not true. And Jesus is also true man, who became like us to suffer and to die for our sake. He is our Redeemer and our Savior, the one who is never changing, the one who is always the same. And knowing that he is the same, knowing that he does not change, gives us the answer to all the questions that we face. Because that headstone out there, Christians, shows how important this truth was to our fathers. It shows how they found comfort in the truth that Jesus Christ does not change. Jesus was with them as they tried to carve out a new life here on the lonely prairies of North Dakota. Jesus was with them as they passed through the struggles and the turmoils of two world wars. Jesus was with them as they buried loved ones, often those who were very young. And Jesus was with them as they struggled with droughts and all the troubles of the Great Depression. And the promises that he made to them never change, because Jesus does not change. The promise of peace in the midst of turmoil, the promise of life in the midst of death, the promise of forgiveness and new life. Jesus does not change, and therefore his promises do not change. He is with them, was with them, every step of the way. And what comfort this same truth, Christians, can also give to us, to know that Jesus does not change, even though the world changes around us. And the same promises that he made to our fathers is the promises that he also makes to us. The promise to be with you always, even to the very end of the age. The promise to give you a peace which passes all human understanding, a peace which lives even in the midst of turmoil. The promise to give you everlasting life and a freedom from sin. They are the same promises because he is the same Savior. And he will always be the same. The world changes, but Jesus does not. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. And knowing this, Christians, also shows us how we can deal with this ever-changing world. Knowing that Jesus Christ is always the same means that we also know that our calling is also the same, that what it means to be a Christian never changes. There is still a need for brotherly love, especially in a time which only seems to always be angry. There is still a need for hospitality, especially in a time that tends to look at our neighbors with suspicion. There is still a need to care for the mistreated, especially in a time of cancellation. There is still a need to hold marriage in honor, especially in a time of promiscuity. And there is still a need for contentment, especially in a time of consumerism. What it means to be a Christian has not changed, because Jesus has not changed. And we can find peace in the midst of this ever-changing, crazy world, because Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who was and who is and who is to come, give us peace in the midst of our troubles, because your promises never fail and your steadfast love never comes to an end. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.